it's Johnson's Family Time. And in a moment, we're going down to sunny Chickasola and enjoy the Johnson family and their friends. But before we take the chat of the Chickasola choo-choo to Chickasola town, let's stop off at this station for a moment so that our sponsor may board. And now, if everyone is ready, it's Chickasola time. That means the Johnson family and their friends. And right now, the entire city is honoring Papa Johnson, the lawyer Philpotts, and the Professor Potash. It was Papa Johnson and the Professor, if you remember, who located the hidden loot the bank robbers had stored in the old mansion. And after rehiding the hoard, they returned it safely to the bank. Papa Johnson, however, didn't meet with the approval of Mama Johnson due to the fact that, through some misunderstanding, he was confined in the city hoosegow for a period of 5 hours. And Mama Johnson just simply does not put up with that sort of going on. Papa's calling on Pee Wee Ambrose now. Pee Wee lives over the garage in a sort of an air-conditioned room. Let's drop in.
Well, I see that everything going along nice up here.
Got yourself a puppy dog near the thing.
Yes, I is, Miss Jan. I've been lonesome up here by myself, you know, so I got myself that puppy dog, and he chewed up everything in the place, though. He sure do like to chew up stuff. What you doing up here, Miss Johnson?
Oh, I don't know, Miss Pee Wee. I just mose it up here. You know how that is.
Yeah, but the only time you ever moses up here, though, usually is when you want to stay, when you in trouble with Miss Johnson or something.
Oh, no, there ain't no trouble. You know how I is, Miss Pee Wee. Everybody know that I wanted the city heroes for returning that money to the bank and everything. And not only that, but I done got a reward over the thing, too, you know. They done give us $1,000 to split up between us. Me and the lawyer and the Professor Potash split it up even. Lawyer got $500 and we got $250 apiece.
That's even, huh?
Well, that was the lawyer claim. He claimed whenever a lawyer mixed up in any kind of split that he got to get a little bit more than the rest of them on account of the legal influence that he got in the thing, you know. Anyway, I'm glad to get the $250 and all that, you see. There's some dog you got.
Yeah, he liked to play and run and such as that. I tell you about that dog, Miss Johnson. He kind of bad on anybody that hang around this place when I ain't here.
What do you mean?
He one of them policeman's dogs, you know. He does one of them kind that like to take the seat out of somebody's britches if they stay around my place when I ain't here, that's all.
Miss Peavy, you ain't alluding that you expect me to hang around the players if you ain't here or nothing, does you? After all, I got a pocket full of money, you know. I don't got to hang around this place. And anyway, you ain't got nothing here. Place that you live, no windows in the players. I ain't never seen nothing as ramshackle as this is.
Now, why you come up here, then?
Well, I thought I'd come up here. That's all. Just like I say, I'm moseying. You know how you do when you mosey somewhere. Mosey here and mosey there. But I didn't realize when I moseyed up here that I gonna run into the mess I'm running into up here. This is one of the worst-looking messes I ever saw. When has you done swept the floor?
Miss Johnson, that's what they call bachelor headquarters up here. And me and my dog and just us, you see. And we don't want no trouble with nobody. We just come on up here to live peaceful and everything. And if you just let us live peaceful, we'd be happy. Otherwise, I'll sick him on you.
Hey, Miss Pee Wee. Don't you never sick no dog on me. But that's one thing I won't stand for nobody else for him to sick a dog on me. I hate and do despise any kind of dog that somebody sick on me.
Now, I'll stick him on you, Miss John, if you get smart with me. Now, living up here peaceful, and you done come up here, and ain't no sense in you running the place down.
Miss Pee Wee, I ain't running the place down. The place already run down. Look at that floor, how it slant there. If I would go over there to look out that window and start walking on that floor and get... The first thing I knew, I get started down. I couldn't stop myself, and I fall out the window, walking over there, look out the window on the way the floor slanting there. Give me a start, and I wouldn't be able to stop.
Well, you know how to go over there and look out the window. I go over there and look out the window, and it don't bother me.
You ain't got no running water up here, except when it rains, is you?
No, sir, I ain't got no running water, but I runs downstairs and gets it at the garage. They got some down there where they fills up the automobile radiators with, you see.
Yeah. Why is all the windows knocked out the place, Miss Pee-wee?
Oh, there's a reason for that, too, Miss Johnson. There's a good reason for that. Come on over here and I'll show you. Come on. This is something I want you to see. Come on over here, Miss Johnson.
I don't see no sense in it, but I'll come. Now what you going to show me?
Now look.
What?
Don't you see that old yonder?
Well, all I see old yonder is a drive-in moving picture screen. That's all I see is over there. There's a great big old white blob.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody got television, and they see the old movies on the television. I ain't got no television, but I lay here in my bed and watch a little damn, see the brand new movies over yonder, not no farther than where you see that screen over there.
Oh. Yeah, you really got it made. How about that? Look yonder. You lay right there in bed and watch the moving picture show, don't you?
See, there's something else, Miss John. Don't say nothing about that. See that little wire there?
Yeah.
I done got myself some wire and I done hit it in the weeds and attach it to one of them speakers over there, and then when the moving pictures is on, it come right through my radio.
It do?
Yeah, so what they say is on the screen come right through my radio.
Boy, that beats the television set, don't it?
Yes, sir. And you don't have to set the dial or nothing. Just lay there and watch it.
Miss Pee-wee, I gonna come to the point, yeah, with you. I got a little money. Got $250.
Now?
You know how my wife is always running me off on this slight pretense. The least little thing, she, ever since that time I got in that trouble, them 6 or 7 Saturday nights in succession, and got locked up like I did, she been running me off on the least little thing. I done had her see a cop walk across the street, and they don't even come near my house and run me off just because you see a policeman.
Is that right, Mr. Johnson?
Yeah. She says she don't want them hanging around the place, and long as I round there, they're going to be policemen round there, and she don't want that condition going on, she say. And she run me off. I done slept in the park 3 or 4. Now, you know, people don't know nothing about this. Now, what I'm telling you is this. I'm going to give you right now $10. Yeah. Now, take that $10.
I don't want the $10.
Take the $10, Miss Pee-wee.
I don't want the $10 till I know what it's for.
I only hear what I'm doing, Miss Pee-wee. I gave you that $10 with the understanding that whenever I get run off, that I can come up here and spend the night.
But you want to come up to this place and you've been talking about how ramshackle and run down the place is and ain't got no windows in it and all that. And now, yeah, you really want to come up here and spend the night.
Oh, I just said all them things. They ain't got no windows in it, though.
No, when it was a livery stable, they used to have windows in it. But since they put that garage in downstairs and they run them automobiles, the monopoly fumes come up through the cracks in the floor.
Oh, yeah. You mean the monotonous fumes from the automobiles?
Yeah, sir. And they comes on up here, so to make sure that they don't cause no trouble up here, I done just knocked out the windows.
Yeah, that was a good idea, Miss Pee-wee. Well, I guess everything's straightened out now, then, huh? I come on up here when I want to, that is, when I'm in trouble?
I guess so, Miss Johnson.
Thank you, Miss Pee-wee. And to tell you the truth, I'm in trouble now. So if you'll excuse me, I'll lay down and give myself some rest.
And what happens in Chickasaw after this, we'll find out on our visit at this same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment, but first a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for today, hoping you'll join us tomorrow for more fun in Chickasola with the Johnson family and their friends. Until then, goodbye, everybody!